Just a heads up before we begin, what you are about to hear is actually a video series on a YouTube channel. We have converted it all into audio so that you can enjoy it here on Spotify because the narration is pretty good, if I do say so myself. Anyway, I do hope you enjoy it. Please feel free to give us some feedback on our social platforms. You can find the Comic Collectors Guild on pretty much everything. Definitely Instagram, definitely Facebook, and yep, on YouTube. So if you want to see the full video on YouTube, please go and check us out on YouTube. That's the Comic Collectors Guild. Hey there, comic nerds and comic guild members alike, the Comic Book Collectors Guild. Sorry, I want to use the whole title there. I am officially a member, so I'm so glad to be here on the channel talking about forgotten comics. And in today's episode, we're going to be covering Darkhawk. Probably the biggest joke in comic book history. I mean, people really bought into this thing. They thought, this is going to be a gold mine. We're going to sell a lot of this. We're going to buy it up and resell it later. So in the 90s, comic books were selling big. Comic books were selling big time. Everyone thought, you know, like, these collector's items are going to be worth something. So there would be people that bought them all up and tried to resell them at a higher cost, kind of like scalpers today, you know, buy them all up early. Like, it's still going on today. It's just back then there was less knowledge of what sold and what didn't sell. So people bought up a whole bunch of Darkhawk thinking like this character's going places. And the sad thing is he never really did. This is the story of Darkhawk. What was and what could have been. This is Forgotten Comics. Darkhawk 1 first was published in 1991. Darkhawk got his own series right away, right out of the gate. Rather than other characters who had to be introduced in other books of the other characters before they got their own series, looking at, like, Hulk and Wolverine there. Which is kind of controversial, so I guess I'll drop that subject. Writer Tom DeFalco and artist Mike Manley took the Spider-Man approach to making a brand new character. A high schooler named Chris, or Christopher, lives with his parents Grace and Mike Powell, and his two twin brothers. His mother's a struggling lawyer, and his father's a cop. One night, he chases his brothers down, or follows them down, to an soon-to-be-torn-down amusement park called Wonderland. They ran away to Wonderland because their dad was promising to take them, and, like, he didn't. So they just thought they could go off on their own and do that, I guess. Also, Christopher was supposed to be babysitting. I guess they're, like, 12, so, yeah, the whole situation was really strange. In the abandoned park in the funhouse, they discover their father selling information to the mob. That's right, their father was on the take. The mobsters chase the boys until all three fall into an old storage room through rotten floorboards. At least they think it's a storage room. When I read it, it was kind of weird. It's just kind of like this old place underneath the funhouse that then been forgotten or something. There, Chris locks the twins in a wardrobe to hide them and keep them safe. Chris then finds a purple amulet, which he soon discovers he can use to transfer his mind whenever he wants to, whenever he wills it, into the body of a powerful android. Yeah. Abilities include grappling claws, he's got these wing things, and it's like energy blasts. He can create a shield of energy. And later on, I think he learns mysticism. It's a really strange character. And it doesn't really make much sense all on its own. So, let's continue. He defeats the mobsters. His dad leaves them just up and abandons his family. Because he can't tell his son that he wasn't on the take. He was, so feeling like he's a letdown of a father, he just abandons them. Which is really helping his case, isn't it? Oh yeah, and then Darkhawk teams up with Spider-Man to fight Hobgoblin.
I have no idea why they tried making Hobgoblin Darkhawk's nemesis.
Besides his origins, the character's history doesn't really end there. There have been various retcons throughout Marvel's history of his origin and general place in the Marvel universe. He even went as far as to join the Guardians of the Galaxy. Overall, Darkhawk felt like a very generic character, like they were just pulling from everything in the Marvel universe to try and make something new, and it didn't work for me. I mean, there are loyalists to this character, so I'm being respectful when I come up with this pitch, but my pitch may disappoint some Darkhawk loyalists. I just want to get that out there right away, just in case you're a serious Darkhawk fan, which I don't know if there are many, but if you are, prepare to be upset. So, that was Darkhawk's history. Now, it's time for my pitch. I'm going to pitch to you a brand new version of Darkhawk. Let me know what you think in the comments. Or don't. It's Darkhawk. It's okay. Christopher Powell is a 17-year-old. Within the Marvel Universe, he's been surrounded by superheroes all his life. His mother's a lawyer fighting a losing war with the system, and his father's a cop. Christopher constantly worries for his punk younger brother, Jason. Jason's a gifted guitarist, but his priorities have always leaned more to the side of self-indulgence, more than the betterment of others. Christopher thinks that he might be able to talk him out of these bad habits he has. One night, Christopher tails Jason to the abandoned amusement park Wonderland, where he's supposed to be meeting with his friends for a late-night party. Chris catches up with Jason, and they argue for a bit before some dark-tinted cars arrive and the people in the cars enter the funhouse. Jason's no good friends ditch him, but Chris follows him because Jason's too curious for his own good, and he doesn't want him getting hurt. They find their father on the take. In a rough escape attempt, the two brothers fall into an old storage area under the house. Christopher tells Jason that they need to find a way out of the funhouse. Jason says they need a weapon, something to defend themselves with. While searching the room, Christopher uncovers a coffin or chamber, some kind of man-sized pod made of metal. Brushing the dust off the top of it causes the chamber to light up and open, revealing an android. Later we discover that he was once the protector of the bird-like alien race, the Raptors. The android awakens to the mind of Christopher, and helps them both flee the mobsters, crushing bones and breaking weapons before retreating to a safe location. From there, the three of them are forced on a journey of self-discovery and heroship, creating the hero Darkhawk. Remember, this is only an idea. That wraps up today's episode of Forgotten Comics. Thank you for joining me. My name is Comiccade. I have my own channel where I talk about comic book stuff like this all the time. If you're interested, please go on over there, Comiccade. One word. Comic, like C-O-M-I, capital C-A-D-E. I got links. No worries. You can find me. But until the next one, keep it unreal.
This series has been brought to you by the Comic Collectors Guild, featuring music by Mysticism Music, Spader Jader, Tomahawk Studios, and Inflate. Written, directed, edited, and filmed by Comiccade. Nobody sponsored this project. This was a fan-made project made by fans for fans. Remember to like, share, comment, and subscribe. Thank you for listening.